Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I would think that when you're filling out the form to be a debate moderator, there should be a question on there. Have you ever called one of the two candidates Hitler? If yes, you can't be... I'm throwing it out there as an application, like a job application. If no, move on to question 13. If yes, please turn in your application now. We can't let you be the debate moderator. In fact, DeSantis, do you have that clip from yesterday of Jake Tapper calling him Hitler?
Yeah, give me a second.
Be kind enough to pull that up for me. And I'm not picky when it comes to job applications. I mean, in this day and age, you got to take what you can get. I mean, you know what I mean? But it's just one of those things. So tell me about yourself. My name's Jake. Yeah, work for CNN. Yeah, want to do the debate. Oh, that's great, Jake. Jake Tapper. Yeah, I heard about you. Philly guy, right? Originally? Yeah. So can you be objective? Yes. Yes, I can. Awesome. That's great. What do you think you could be objective and you can, you know, ask Trump some questions? Definitely. I could definitely do that. All right, great. Just have one other question for you. Yes. Totally think you're the guy. You got the hair, the glasses, the look. Have you ever called him Hitler? I did. Yeah, a few times. Yeah. All right. Well, sorry. You know, that's where we got to say, unfortunately, we can't have your services because, you know, you called him Hitler. So I hope you understand. But thanks for stopping in for the interview. We'll call. Don't call us. We'll call you. We're going to consider it. We're going to think about it. Here's Jake Tapper. Take a listen.
The dehumanizing rhetoric of Adolf Hitler is once again alive and well on a national political stage. This time, of course, in the United States.
Donald Trump, a couple times over the weekend, referred to immigrants from South America, Africa, and Asia. He did not mention Europe. South America, Africa, and Asia as, quote, poisoning the blood of our country, which it's not hyperbole. That does very directly echo Adolf Hitler's language before World War II.
To open up a copy of Hitler's Mein Kampf, you would find the Nazi leader describing the mixing of non-Germans with Germans as poisoning. There's really no other way to say it. Donald Trump's language mirrors this directly.
So, Jake, here's the thing. We can't have you moderate the debate. You spent all this time on Trump Hitler, so we're going to have to find somebody else. But it's not you, Jake. It's us. It's just not. It's the glasses. Let's be honest. It's the glasses. Anyway, here's Caitlin Collins celebrating the fact that Rand Paul was once attacked. Again, Caitlin Collins, who threw Caroline Leavitt from the Trump campaign off of CNN yesterday for raising questions about Jake Tapper and Dana Bash's ability to be objective. Take a listen.
Details today on the incident that left Senator Rand Paul with 6 broken ribs. This might be one of my favorite stories, although, of course, we don't want to. Clearly, Senator Paul is still struggling. Paul's neighbor, Rene Boucher, is accused of beating the senator.
Yes, Cassie Hunt. Yes, that's right. And as my friend Susie Cool says, because I'm not a sports guy, it's down the middle, not up the middle. That's fair. That's a good point. Yeah, calling it right down the middle, not up the middle. Up, down, you know, either way. Jake, we'd love to have you. You'd be perfect for this. Quick question. Have you ever used a Mein Kampf reference with Donald Trump? Yes. All right, so that's unfortunate. We're probably going to have to pass on this now, but thanks for stopping in for the interview. We appreciate it. It's insane. It really is. But hey, look, you know, I think Donald Trump does better when he faces adversaries. Trump's like a boxer when he gets in the ring. He really is, and he loves it. He loves to fight. He's a combative guy. He's an alpha. He's an apex alpha. He will take the fight to them. He's not worried about that, and that's a fact. It's an advantage, Trump. He'll use it to his advantage that the debate moderators are so clearly invested in taking him down. And it'll play for him. It really will. It'll play, as it often does. Going after the corporate media has been a boon for Trump. And by the way, it's been a boon for them, too. They won't tell you this. They don't want to tell you this. But they miss him. And they want him back in the White House because their ratings miss him, most importantly. And CNN could be forced to pay upwards of $1 billion from a defamation suit from a Jake Tapper show. So CNN could be facing a defamation liability rivaling or exceeding the Fox News defamation rivalry with Dominion. Newsbusters recently reported on Florida's First District Court of Appeals affirming that the plaintiff, Zachary Young, could seek punitive damages in addition to economic and emotional damages from the Coward News Network in a civil trial after they allegedly defamed him regarding his work in getting people out of Afghanistan. The case hinges on CNN's use of the phrases black market and exploited to describe Young's legitimate business helping corporately sponsored Afghans escaped the country as it collapsed around them and the Taliban retook control. This guy saved 24 people. So here's a little bit of a report from our friends over at Newsbusters. Cut 3.
In our worldly today, the U.S. government, the Biden administration, says that as of last week, it had assisted in the departure of at least 377 U.S. citizens and 279 lawful permanent residents of the U.S., from Afghanistan since August 31st. Still, many Afghans who desperately want to flee Taliban rule and Afghans who say their lives are at stake, they remain behind. As CNN's Alex Marquardt has discovered, Afghans trying to get out of the country face a black market full of promises, demands of exorbitant fees, and no guarantee of safety or success.
Desperate Afghans are now being exploited, like that young man, told that they can get them or their families out if they pay exorbitant, often impossible amounts. Found a man named Zachary Young, who is one of many advertising evacuations from Afghanistan, posting just this week, "We can deliver." One LinkedIn user posted messages with Young, where Young said it would be $75,000 for a car to Pakistan. He told another it would be $14,500 per person to get to the United Arab Emirates, or Albania, for another $4,000. Prices well beyond the reach of most Afghans. We got Young's number and called, but he didn't pick up. In a text message, he told CNN that Afghans trying to leave are expected to have sponsors pay for them. If someone reaches out, we need to understand if they have a sponsor behind them to be able to pay evacuation costs, which Young says are highly volatile and based on environmental realities. Young repeatedly declined to break down the costs or say if he's making money.
So they go after this guy, they trash this guy, and they try to pretend like this guy is a bad dude. He saved 24 people. What the judge in this case, and this is, again, it's a $1 billion defamation case, fake news CNN. Now, the whole story is fake news. They set this guy up to be this terrible person who was trying to exploit Afghans, which is not what he was doing. He was trying to help them. But he said that you need sponsors to get out of Afghanistan. So the judge in the case, in this case, Florida First Circuit Court of Appeals, this guy named Judge L. Clayton Roberts, said that Young needs to prove malice, and according to the ruling, he's done exactly that. Quote, Young sufficiently proffered evidence of actual malice, express malice, and a level of conduct outrageous enough to open the door for him to seek punitive damages. The court felt that the high bars for actual and expressed malice were met because of internal CNN messages that were extremely vicious toward Young. Correspondent Alex Marquardt, the primary reporter who you just heard in that clip, expressed in a message to a colleague that he wanted to, quote, nail this Zachary Young mother effer, and thought the story would be Young's funeral. On that declaration of wanting to nail Young, CNN editor Matthew Phillips responded, quote, gonna hold you to that, cowboy, close quote. You know, I would think after the Tubin thing, they shouldn't be using terms like cowboy over at CNN, but that's for a whole other show. Alongside Marquardt, CNN senior editor Fuzz Hogan, who's a member of CNN's internally lauded triad of editorial, legal, and standards and practices oversight committee, described Young as an S, a word I can't say on the radio. In an interview with Newsbusters, Val Friedman, the lawyer representing Young, said that everyone makes mistakes, but what CNN's messages showed was a systemic problem inside the network. Their internal mechanism for accountability had clearly failed and opened themselves to massive, massive liability. Friedman told Newsbusters that his client had lost between $40 to $60 million in economic opportunity over the course of his now damaged career as a security contractor, since people in the field no longer want to work with him. If a jury awarded his client for emotional damages, the upper end could be as high as $600 million. The court, recognizing the malice and outrageous conduct by CNN, effectively removed the cap on punitive damages in the state of Florida. All that means CNN could be facing upwards of $1 billion in total damages. Now, in that clip you heard them use the terms black market and exploited to describe Young's legitimate business helping corporately sponsored Afghans escape the country. They said CNN essentially branded him as a human trafficker. They called him a war profiteer and broadcasted it to millions of households, effectively saying those words. Jake Tapper, the host and your moderator Thursday night, whose show the alleged defamatory story ran on, The Lead, also made a point to note that people seeking to escape were given no guarantee of safety or success. Yet at no point could CNN prove that what Young was doing was a scam. In fact, their editors admitted in messages that they couldn't find evidence of it. They admitted to that. In a filing submitted by Friedman, a message from CNN editor uncovered during discovery expressed concern with the story. Digital decided not to publish a digital version from Alex. They told me it was because we could not answer the question, is this a scam? Now, that did not stop Jake Tapper from airing the story and maliciously attacking the guy, because Jake Tapper doesn't give a damn about truth and objectivity. Jake Tapper is a carnival barker. Well, he is. The guy's a carnival barker. He's trying to get ratings and a paycheck. He doesn't care about objectivity. Look, none of these people do. But if you're somebody writing up in the digital newsroom, you're not famous, you're not on TV, you don't have to worry about your coiffed hair and your glasses and everything. You're just trying to do a story. And if it's wrong, it may mean your job. For Jake Tapper, it won't mean your job. It means a promotion. It means higher ratings. It means, look, Jake, well done. The Lead got all these hits after you destroyed this guy. Just like how Jake Tapper, well done with that whole calling Trump Hitler thing and Mein Kampf and all the other comparisons. There is another CNN internal email that said the following. It's not clear to me if everyone is being ripped off or some people pay up and get out, and that's pretty crucial. If he doesn't know the answer to this fundamental question, I'd say we really need to pause this story until we find out. One of the other emails from CNN described the story as full of holes like Swiss cheese, which you never put on a cheesesteak. Talking to you, John Kerry. Disgusting. Disgrazia. Freaking Swiss cheese. When asked about the possibility of a settlement, Friedman told Newsbusters there was no active settlement discussion. It was so far off the table. He also said there was zero chance his case could stop before trial, and the goal was to take CNN to task. They said CNN claims to be the most trusted name in news. This is what the attorney said. But their internal documents show that the only thing you can trust CNN to do is ignore the facts, push an agenda, and hurt innocent people. We're looking forward to trial. When Marquardt, who is one of the producers, notified Young that CNN would be publishing a story about him, Young was only given 2 hours to respond. And when Young did respond, Marquardt messaged a colleague the following. Effing Young just texted. Joe Delitzsch, Friedman's legal partner, said CNN's internal messages are indicative of a cowboy culture that cares more about clicks than accountability. In fact, CNN promoted the primary reporter on the story after the lawsuit was filed, indicating that this kind of journalism is not only tolerated at CNN, it's rewarded. That's right. It's rewarded at CNN. Here's a little bit from the court hearing. This is CNN's lawyer getting grilled during the defamation suit hearing. Do they know what words mean? Now, I'm saying this to you because it's really important in the lead up to this debate Thursday night. CNN is a leftist organization. It's MSNBC light is what it is. It's like diet MSNBC because a lot of time I would say I wouldn't say it's MSNBC zero because I, in my opinion, at Coke zero, Pepsi zero, the zeros, they taste pretty good, but the light, the diet, not so much. So I'm going to go with CNN as like diet MSNBC. It's not MSNBC. They don't get the ratings. They don't have the same stars, but they're just as bad. They're just not as good, if you know what I mean. But here they are Thursday night pretending to be the subjective news network with two moderators who clearly are biased people against Donald Trump. But beyond that, they have a long record of being biased against a lot of people, not just people named Donald Trump. And what they care about is shock value and ratings. And that's what you're going to see Thursday night. That's what they're going to try to go for. CNN is a clickbait network. Maybe they should call them that, the clickbait news network. And that's what they're hoping for. Some moments that they can have go viral because these news organizations today can barely survive. They can barely survive. But it's what I said to you yesterday. I said, why do we pretend like we have these objective journalists? Just call it what it is. I mean, I would rather have Rachel Maddow sit there and be one of the moderators. I'd rather have Rachel Maddow sit there next to, I don't know, me. Have the two of us do it. So we can strip off this air of bull you know what and stop pretending like anybody's objective. I'm not objective. Rachel Maddow's not objective. Let us do it. Well, I'll get along with her for 90 minutes. It'll be great. And I can guarantee you Chris Hayes won't show up because Rachel Maddow and Chris Hayes are never in the same room at the same time. You figure that out. But I would love it. And we can both, Rachel and I can look in the camera and say, America, we're going to stop effing with your mind. We're not objective. We're not going to try to be tonight. Our goal is to get the other candidate. That's going to be fun. So strap in and let's have a good time. But at least it's honest. I'm just tired of this pretend. Like we're all stupid and we've, oh, Jake Tapper, Dana Bash, they're so objective. It's like George Stephanopoulos, the unbiased journalist. Stop. Nobody's objective in the world. There's not a single person anywhere who's really objective. Everybody has an opinion about everything, literally everything these days. I was walking out of the movies the other day. I took the kids to see the new Ryan Reynolds movie, If. That was pretty good. It was all right. It's about imaginary friends. It was okay. It was a good way to spend a hot day because Bridget had to take Claire to a birthday party. And quite frankly, we thought it was time for Reagan's first movie. So we had a nice time, popcorn, everything like this. But on the way out the theater, some person makes the comment about how movie theater popcorn is totally overrated. I mean, everybody has an opinion about everything. Nobody's objective about anything anymore, even movie theater popcorn. So stop. Just don't pretend. But that's what they do. They try to convince us that only an unbiased journalist can sit there and ask the questions on behalf of the American people. It's a joke. Here's CNN's lawyer getting grilled during the defamation suit law hearing on this guy that I told you about. Cut number four.
The thing in this particular case that does seem a little more actionable was the fact that, when They were talking about Mr. Young. They had his picture on the thing. And there was a chyron that says he was involved in a black market. And, you know, I've looked in a couple of dictionaries, three or four. And the first definition for black market in all the dictionaries is criminal activity. And, you know, if you're accusing someone of criminal activity and they're not involved in a crime, that's usually defamation per se, correct?
Under the law where we would be looking at the defamatory meaning, perhaps it would be. Here we're on a question of actual malice, express malice, and outrageous conduct measured by objective standards. Under that criteria, Your Honor, regardless of what the meaning may be in the dictionary, which is an objective definition, what plaintiff needed to show is that subjectively, CNN intended that meaning. Otherwise, there is no facts in the record to give rise to a reasonable jury question about actual malice.
Tell me how the triad works.
The triad, Your Honor, is a group of three different departments at CNN. It's the Standards and Practices Department, it's the Legal Department, and it's the Editorial Department. They come together and
so
they
these are lawyers and professional writers that you know, are used to dealing with words and have dictionaries and know how precise what words mean?
One would presume, Your Honor, that they're educated people, that they've been in the business for a while. But, Your Honor, there is nothing in the record discussing the word blackmail at all among any of the CNN journalists.
Yeah.
And it is plaintiff's burden.
Well, black market is the word that was used in the chyron, right?
Right, it was. And that's the judge grilling CNN's attorney. But, again, this is clickbait stuff. It's clickbait stuff. So they go after this guy, and they hated this guy, and they wanted to destroy this guy. It's not an objective news network. This suit in Florida proves it. It's like, why is Rich talking about the suit in Florida? Because it proves everything. CNN's a joke. I just want honesty. I don't think it's too much to ask. Just give me honesty. Give me a Trump hater and a Biden hater and let them be the moderators for 90 minutes. America would just appreciate not having you take a whiz on my leg and then tell us it's raining, because that's literally what this is. That's what this is. That's what they're doing. They are intentionally, again, pretending. And we're past this point now. We're all past it. There's no objectivity left. And there never was. And there never will be. And that's okay. It's all right. But stop pretending like there is. Or just get some regular people. Pick some regular people who work for a living and let them ask questions of the two candidates. Or better yet, don't even have a moderator. Let the two of them go at it for 90 minutes. Let them ask each other questions. It'd be great. But we're still living under this myth in the United States of America that we, you, and I, we cannot see things unless it's first filtered through the lens of the corporate media, who will dissect it for us and give us the proper way to appreciate and look at it. These are the same people that said the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. CNN. I'm not suggesting Fox is not Fox is objective either. I'm not sitting here pretending like Fox does not have bias. Some people on Fox have more bias than others. Some people on CNN have less bias than others. But my point here is we have to get past this point where we're going to stop acting like Donald Trump is going into a level playing field here. Because the only way the playing field is level is if there's another moderator on that debate panel. Like, you dump out Jake Tapper and you put in me or somebody else who has said things negative against Biden over the years, who has been critical of Joe Biden. Now, granted, I didn't call Biden Hitler, but still, that's the only way you get a level playing field from the position of the moderators. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you'd like to weigh in today. The big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. He's the man. He's the best at what he does. He will give you the smile of your dreams. We are live today. We're actually at Bucks County Community College from the Zlock Performing Arts Center, where we're hosting our man Jack Carr tonight. I hope to see you tonight. It's going to be a great night. We're coming right back.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
So, the other thing is America First Legal has filed action to stop the Biden administration from helping non-U.S. citizens vote in the upcoming election. I'll talk to you about that as well. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today. And on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. We got a lot going on. I mentioned that the hush money, the gag order in the so-called hush money case in New York has been partially lifted, which is good. I also want to mention to you that there's a nice day coming up in New York City if you're interested. It's in New York. It's called Fat Beach Day. And it gives plus-size people a space to be themselves. It's a day of body positivity and fun. So if you're interested in doing that, that's happening in New York coming up. They're doing a lot of these events in connection with Pride Month to push back against fat phobia. So there you go. That's happening on the beaches. I don't believe Cape May is having one, but yeah, but there might. I mean, there might. You might see a whale wash up on the beach, but it's not. It may not be. Well, I'm. It's not. Anyway. So there's that. It's a pretty woman too on this beach. To me, it just looks like seagull food, like a gigantic seagull buffet. That's what she looks like laying on the beach. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm making that point, making that observation. It's not a good. It's just not a good look, but. Anyway, we also have, and I don't know about you, but Matt DeSancta Traders, we are headed to the RNC. So
yes, I'm very excited.
Going. We got our tickets. We're officially in.
Aside from the departure flight, I'm very excited.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's that.
It's very early, very very early. I'm not a morning person. Everybody here knows that. That's why I afternoons was perfect for me.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a morning person either. Everybody knows that. I don't like it. You know, you are either a morning person or you're a night owl. It's a biological fact. It's true. And I just wanted to live my truth. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And there should be Night Owl Pride Month so that we can all celebrate our truth that we are not morning people. Yeah. I've told you before, morning people annoy me in a lot of respects. They're all chipper and stuff. I'm cranky.
They always exercise too. Like first thing in the morning. No one should be exercising at 6 a.m. And if you do, don't tell me about it because now I just feel bad about myself.
Yeah, don't make me feel bad about myself because I'm still sleeping while you're out there doing some 5:30 in the morning beat the heat mud run or some nonsense like that. You know? What else do we have today? We have a lot of stuff today, but the best, my favorites, is that Bob Menendez is completely thrown his wife under the bus in New Jersey. So the Senator Goldbar Bob, he's completely and utterly throwing his wife under the bus, basically saying that it's entirely her fault. It's so Jersey. The guy gets married to this woman. She kills a guy with her car, gets out of it without even a breathalyzer or a ticket. She winds up getting a Mercedes. Her first concern that night was, who's going to fix my car? Gold bars, money sewn into his suit pockets. He helps his buddies get all these contracts with Egypt and Qatar. And now throw in the wife, who was at one time his gumata, right into the bus, the Jersey way. And she's fighting back and saying, no, 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 no. It's fantastic to watch. It really is. I don't know if he's going to be found guilty or not, but I don't care. Either way, the two of them. Just throw the wife right into the old judicial express. It's a beautiful thing to watch. It really is. It's beautiful. We have James Carver warning about some crazy stuff. James O'Keefe confronted the senior vice president over at Disney, Michael Giordano, no relation to Dom Giordano, about their hiring practices over at Disney. It's a shame because Disney has gone so far woke, and for so many people, it's such an absolute shame. They love Disney, but we've seen it. We've seen the bias. So here's a little bit of James O'Keefe with Michael Giordano, senior vice president at the Walt Disney Company, confronted by O'Keefe after he was caught in an undercover video by the O'Keefe Media Group claiming the corporation discriminates against white men. In the new clip posted to social media on Monday, O'Keefe ambushes Giordano in a restaurant in Los Angeles. He sits down at Giordano's table and he asks if he is Michael Giordano and if he works at Disney. In the previously released undercover footage, Giordano said that he was told by coworkers in the human resources department that the corporation discriminates against white men in its hiring practices, as previously reported, cut number 11.
Is your name Michael Giordano?
Maybe.
Do you work for Disney?
I'm not kidding.
Is this you right here?
I'm not.
So you are the vice president of the Walt Disney Company, and you're on tape saying that you don't hire white males. Quote, no way we're hiring a white male.
No way we're hiring a white male, Ms. Wolf.
Sir, are you the vice president of Disney? Do you know about Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, about discriminating against people based upon religion and race, sir? Quote, I'm not looking to bring on any more clients who are white, you know.
Here all the time, like, you know, I'm looking to hire writers and actors who bring diversity. I'm not looking to bring on any more clients who are white.
Disney is concerned. I'm a white male. I have friends in HR. Mike, who are your friends in HR?
As far as Disney's concerned, I'm a white male, and that's not what who they're looking to promote at the moment. I have friends in HR, and I have friends in those divisions.
Do you think that being quiet is going to help you?
You don't have authority to put me on tape. Bye.
I will put you on tape, and I do have that authority under the First Amendment. You know, just because you work in Hollywood doesn't give you entitlement to discriminate against people on the basis of race. Michael Giordano.
Well, I mean, James, just remember something, though. Michael Giordano is fighting to keep his job. And at Disney, nothing will help you keep your job more if you're a white guy than if you are a self-hating white guy. Just keep that in mind, all right? That actually gives you, when they come and they sit you down, they do your annual evaluation, they go, are you white? Yes. Do you hate yourself for being white? I do. I hate myself very much. Have you ever thought about just killing yourself because you're white all the time? All right, good. Great. How about a 10% raise? Sounds great. Just no more of your kind here, okay? We got to promise me, right? We got to ixnay on the white guy thing, right? Yo, yes. Absolutely. Great. Just to demonstrate how much you hate yourself, would you take that sword over there and kill yourself like a Japanese samurai would? Sure, I'll do it. Just kidding, Michael Giordano. We don't want you to actually do that right now. We just want you to help us keep out white people. You do that for us? No problem. Now, what they should do, though, is look into Biden's closest advisors, who are all a bunch of white men in their 60s. Here's MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell, who asked the Biden campaign, is it a problem? She asked Adrian Elrod whether it is a problem that Biden's closest advisors are all a bunch of white dudes in their 60s or even higher. Well, none of these guys could get a job at Disney. I'm just saying, if this does not work out for them with Biden in a second term, they may have to go someplace else. Cut number 9.
Well, let me ask you about the immigration issue, which the administration has been struggling with, and inflation. Even though it's coming down, still food and energy prices are still high, and those are the prices that impact people. And one other, you know, quick thing is that there is a profile in the New York Times today of the three closest advisors, longest serving advisors, informal and formal advisors to the president, and they're all white men in their 60s or higher, you know, former Senator Ted Kaufman, 85 years old. So is that too insular?
And then finally, I'll talk about, you know, the people who President Biden surrounds him with, some of his top aides. I know them very well. These are loyal, dedicated public servants who have a lot of experience and who were part of the team that really helped get some of these major economic policies in place under President Biden's first term in Congress, I mean, in the White House. You know, they're longtime allies of the president's. Of course, they should be there in debate prep.
Listen, all right. Old white guys who are out of touch have no place at Disney or around Joe Biden, apparently, because he's getting a lot of bad advice. The advice is ignore the needs of the black community in America. Biden has a long history, though, of hanging around with the Seggies. Remember what Chris Matthews used to say? He'd say, Biden and the Seggies. Biden loved the segregationist senators back in the day. Those are his peeps. Biden has never been a guy who was about promoting racial justice in America until it became very cliche for him to do so. And you know what? Black voters see through it. They really do. They see through it in a big, big way. And that's why Biden keeps losing all this support. Here's Byron Donalds. They tried to destroy him by saying he was praising Jim Crow. But as he said on this very program, when he trashed Jim Crow, he never said anything positive about Jim Crow, even though the media tried to twist it. But Byron Donalds talks about how Trump is on track to gain support among the black population in America and how high it could actually go. Cut number 8.
Black for Trump's coalition and what you're pursuing here. We spoke with a colleague of yours this week, I did, on Mornings with Maria, who said he thinks that you could get 25% of the black vote. Is that what you believe?
Yeah, I agree with Wesley and his viewpoint. Look, I think right now, if you were going to call votes today, a President Trump support amongst black voters that are going to actually vote, anywhere from 14 to 18%. How you get to 25% is you go through the actual full campaign, get out the vote efforts, direct targeting of media to black voters, explaining that President Trump's agenda was better for them than Joe Biden's, and then going through how he's going to get America back on track. That's what black people are looking for today in the United States. No more of the political dogma. It is the actions that come out of Washington. It is the actions of the president of the United States that matters. Joe Biden has been a failure. I believe that 25% is very possible.
There's a story from Politico. Black voters in this city could determine 2024, and it's not looking good for Joe Biden. From far right-wing Politico in Milwaukee. Few cities have received as much care and attention from Joe Biden as Milwaukee. His courtship started early. He traveled here to tout his COVID relief plan in his first official trip as president. He visited again last December and then once more in March, not long after clinching the 2024 Democratic nomination. And unlike most trips, he didn't dash home to the White House afterward. The president instead overnighted in the city's famed Pfister Hotel. In fact, his administration always seems to have a presence here. Vice President Kamala Harris, Democrat National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison, and a handful of cabinet officials have also visited Wisconsin's largest city just since the start of this year, promoting various initiatives or federal dollars directed its way. So they're trying to bribe, buy people off, of course, with your taxpayer dollars, as they do. However, it's not working. Milwaukee isn't returning the affection, not even close. And that could be a big problem for Biden. Polls suggest the president is trailing his 2020 performance in the city and surrounding county. In Wisconsin's April Democratic primary, his performance within the city limits lagged well behind the rest of the state. There's one reason why. Black voters in Milwaukee, an influential bloc that can determine if the state remains blue or flips this fall, these voters have serious and lingering doubts about Biden and whether he's delivered on his promise to them. There's no danger that Donald Trump will carry this historically Democratic city in November. But remember, he doesn't have to. There is considerable risk that an anemic showing in Milwaukee could cost Biden this critical swing state and possibly the election. That's the similar thing you hear, whether it's Pennsylvania and Philadelphia or whether it's Michigan. It's the same thing. Remember, Trump doesn't have to win the black vote, because now you're hearing that in the media, too. Well, there's no way Donald Trump wins the black vote. He doesn't have to. He gets 25% showing in the black vote. Biden's done. Trump's already winning with Hispanic voters. He can't win. He loses these demographic groups. Trump undercuts him in such a way, and it's over. It's over, Johnny. It's over. Biden's Milwaukee problem is a distillation of the challenges facing his reelection campaign nationally. In traditionally Democratic redoubts, polls suggest alarmingly low levels of support among black and Latino voters. In 2016, Hillary Clinton's underperformance in Milwaukee, Philadelphia, and Detroit, the urban centers that power Democratic fortunes in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, enabled Trump's surprise Rust Belt victories. This year, signs of a lack of enthusiasm for Biden in those places among black voters is giving rise to fears of a repeat. And you know, in the last two presidential elections in Wisconsin, they were decided by less than 25,000 votes each. That means that a low voter turnout among black voters in Milwaukee or more black voters voting for Donald Trump would deal a significant blow to his chances, Biden's chances of carrying the state. Donald Trump is on route right now to flip Wisconsin. It's something that has not been done. He's on track to flip it. Huge. Huge. And I tell you, as you think about Wisconsin, you think about Minnesota, you think about Michigan, you think about Pennsylvania, you think about Donald Trump winning all these states because the black vote is either going in his direction or because the support among black voters is just in a way that they're just staying home. So they went to a barber shop because, you know, that's where white liberal writers think all black people are, barber shops. So that's where they went. Zoe's Barber Elite and Beauty Salon. The barber shop was recently selected for a pilot program by the voter advocacy group Black Men Vote, largely because it is located in one of the majority black precincts that's seen voter participation deteriorate from the sky-high levels of the Obama era when black voter participation surged to 70% in 2008 and 77% in 2012. That's right. The idea is for barbers like Lorenzo Davis to serve as ambassadors for voting in the communities to help reverse what the group sees as the disengagement of black men from the electoral process. But Davis, the owner of the barbershop, guess who he likes? Trump. Well, yeah, because you know why? The guy owns a barbershop. He has a businessman. He's got a business. He said, Trump is about business. I agree with him that we should have more American-made products. And he's going to vote for Trump in 2024. So imagine that now. They have this big program to go out there and reach black voters. They go to black barbershops, and the owner of the barbershop's like, dude, I'm with Trump. Like, Trump's a businessman. He gets it. He understands what I'm going through. That's what he's about. That's who I'm voting for. Not good for Joe Biden. It's really not. But then again, when you think about it, another guy with a black men vote sweatshirt with bold letters on it, black men vote, he was asked a question about Biden. This is how he responded. Sleepy Joe? You see the way he shuffles around. Hell, I'd be sleepy too. And the other people in the barbershop started laughing. He said there's no way Biden can win him over. He's an 81-year-old black man. When asked why, he briefly lifts his gaze from his work on a tight Caesar fade and gives a blank stare. Oh, man, where can we start? He rattles off a list that includes Biden's handling of the border crisis. He says he does not want Milwaukee to become overwhelmed by an influx of illegal aliens like nearby Chicago. In addition, he says he's not seen any real change in the criminal justice system since Biden took office, even though the president made it a pillar of his platform 4 years ago during the height of the George Floyd protests. But he's intrigued, he says, by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., this particular guy. He's intrigued by him. So that's the other problem that Biden has. Even if a lot of black voters still don't vote for Donald Trump, if you get enough of them that do, and then a bunch of others who say, no way, I'm voting for Biden, and they go third party or they just stay home, Biden still loses. Biden still loses. And this is his firewall. This is his firewall right now. If the president can't bring them out to his camp by November, it's a recipe for defeat, not just in Wisconsin, but in Michigan and Pennsylvania, the other Rust Belt states that form his northern electoral firewall. Quote, this is probably the first time since I've been politically alert in my lifetime that there's a conflict between who we are voting for, said Khalif Rainey, a former alderman who was first elected in 2016, the same year that the Sherman Park neighborhood was the epicenter of riots. He helped establish Milwaukee's Office of African American Affairs in the wake of that unrest. He said it's a no-brainer that most black folks in Milwaukee would vote for Democratic nominees, but not anymore. Not anymore. All right, I got more on this for you in just a moment. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you want to weigh in. Listen, Emmons, my trusted friends at Emmons have a question for you. How's the bathroom doing in your home? Does it need to be updated and remodeled? Well, we used Emmons to remodel the bathroom in our old house, and they did a great job. And I just had Matt and his design specialist, Catherine, come and take a look at the master bathroom in our new house. They had incredible ideas for us. Do you know that Emmons can remodel your bathroom in as little as 3 days' time? That's right, 3 days' time to have a bathroom that is truly one of yours. One of yours. It's luxurious and spacious the way you want it to be. And in as little as 3 days' time. Let the design team at Emmons transform your bathroom. Bring it up to that modern-day look that you so want. And they have financing available, and it can be done as little as 3 days' time. Just go to callemmons.com, callemmons.com. The design specialist will have ideas for you, customized for you, and with a new bathroom in 3 days, it's minimal disruption to you and your family. I've trusted Emmons for so many years for virtually every project. And when they did the bathroom remodel in my old home, my wife was thrilled. And you know the saying, happy wife, happy life. So let Emmons do the same for you. Just go to callemmons.com, callemmons.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
I think this is the first time you said anything nice about my return music.
Yeah, well, usually it's terrible, but that was really good. Yeah, that was good. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't play more Rocky today. I'm shocked. Your range is really, DeSantis, your range is expanding greatly. I'm so proud of you.
Well, I use, so just to fill in the audience, I use Rocky and Led Zeppelin in case of emergency. So if you hear Led Zeppelin or Rocky, you know I've got no idea what to come back with.
Is that your break the glass moment? Is that what that is?
I basically always have one of those songs queued up and ready to go on a moment's notice.
All right, well, here's one for you for the 5 o'clock hour, just thinking of.
All right.
Here I go again on my own.
Oh, I can make that happen.
Here I go again on my own.
I'm begging you to stop
singing. All right, sorry.
I'll play it if you agree to never sing again.
Well, I know a lot of people miss Henry, and we certainly do. And, you know, look, you never know. He might come back. I hope so. But he would always play music that I didn't like, you know. But he didn't care, though. He just did whatever he wanted. He went rogue. But a lot of people like those big hair band ballads from the 80s and the 90s. You know what I mean? Takes us back to the day.
I love insulting Henry, but he did know music.
He does. He does know music. No doubt about that. He definitely does. Where was I going? Oh, Kerry asked a great question on Twitter. I don't know the answer to this. Let me see. I'll do a social media check-in. Cherry Hill Vavo. Question. Since we are no longer allowed to call people fat, how is anyone supposed to know if they should participate in Fat Day at the beach? It's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. It's above my pay grade.
Where do the skinnies go on that day?
Well, you can identify you can't identify as fat if you're skinny, but if you're fat, you can identify as skinny. That's how that works.
I didn't know that.
Just so you know. Yeah, that's how that works. Well, it always goes in reverse.
I always learn something new on the Scioli Show.
That's what I try to do. Jimmy Matthews says it doesn't matter. A Dave moment will happen before Thursday. Well, that's interesting. Jimmy with the conspiracy theory right there. I like it. You know what he's talking about with Dave?
No.
The movie Dave with Kevin Kline. Have you ever seen it? You still haven't seen it?
No, I've not seen it.
I've seen it.
DeSantis, you've seen it, Kirk, right?
Kirk has seen it, yes.
Yeah. Kevin Kline plays a guy who does a great impression. It'd be like this. If something happened to Trump and they put Sean Farash in and pretended he was Trump, you know what I mean? Because he does a really good impression of him, even though Sean Farash looks nothing like Trump. But in the movie, Kevin Kline plays this guy who does a great impression of the president, Dave. And then, or his name is Dave. And then the president suffers a stroke while having an affair with a girl at the White House. So then they bring him in to pretend that he's the president. So I think that's what Jimmy Matthews is referring to, that there could be a Dave moment prior to that. Johnny Cook says, I don't question that Trump may get above 20% of the black vote. I do question that those Dem precincts will count them all. Obviously, anyone who raises questions will be called a racist and an insurrectionist. Now, listen, brother, I hear you. I mean, that's why we've been talking so much about Protect the Vote and ProtectTheVote.com so we can get poll workers. The RNC has promised they're going to have 100,000 poll workers around the country for this election. So Chris Eppolito says CNN could have easily used Jeffrey Toobin to moderate the debate. Unlike Jake, at least he wouldn't have tried to rub Trump the wrong way. Stop it. Just stop it. Come on. And Sharon K says, I didn't know singing was one of your talents, Rich. I know. I've got so many. It's hard to keep track. All the talents. The big story of the day brought to you by my buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com, is are the Democrats trying to purposely lower expectations for Biden before the debate? Go see Dr. Mike Veneria for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Just a programming note, since we have the Jack Carr event tonight, my buddy Michael Pelka will drive you home for the final hour tonight so that I can do the Jack Carr event. And that'll be a lot of fun. He'll always do a great job with you from 6 to 7 p.m. But coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we have our 30 minutes of nonstop talk brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel. Let's talk about Biden and the debate. Are they purposely lowering expectations? Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.